I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. I mean, technically social media, however you want to say it here, I'm reading about it on social media, and every team that voted against the tush push is a loser. And that would include the Steelers, the big, bad, physical Steeler DNA vote against the tush push. Are you blanking kidding me? Now, the tush push passed, actually, because not enough teams voted against it.
Right.
But Pony came in and informed me that 22 teams voted against it, including the Steelers, the team that got the football shoved down their throats for 10 and a half minutes at the end of the Eagles game. You'd think the Pittsburgh Steelers would admire something like that and not vote to reject it. Come on.
Yeah, and they needed to get 24, so they were just short of it. So the tush push gets to stay. Philadelphia gets
good.
To keep it.
Good.
I agree. I'd rather have the tush push stay, in effect. Philadelphia mastered it. Good for them. Don't punish.
Find a way to stop it. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that the Steelers voted against
there's
that.
Another rule change that has passed that I think is just hilarious from Diana Russini.
Yeah.
The owners have passed a rule change that would allow teams to declare onside kicks at any point during a game if they're trailing, but they will be kicked from the 34-yard line instead of the 35-yard line.
That's a gigantic rule,
huge.
Isn't it? Boy, that sure does cut down on the old surprise onside, but that rule was already in last year. At least the part of declaring it in the name of player safety, right? So, yeah, we'll play 3 games in 11 days around Christmas. We'd love for you to play 20 games, but darn it, we'll protect you guys on onside kicks. What a joke. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
You're welcome. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Weather, cloudy, 40% chance of rain during this Pirate game. So if you're still on your way, bring a jacket. High of 70. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. You're also missing yet another pitcher's duel. Big surprise there. Heaney is throwing a whale of a game again. And it's 1-1 in the fourth inning. Is this the day they snapped their streak of 25 straight games not getting to 5 runs? I still think they will. I think there's a grand slam by O'Neill Cruz in the offing here, O Limitless Wonder.
I don't. I predicted a 3-2 victory for the Pirates, and they take the series, but I do not think that they get to 5 runs in the game.
I'll tell you who could grow on me in a hurry is the Spencer Horwitz. He really could.
Why's that?
Because he's hitting 300 already.
Well, that helps.
I know it's a small sample size.
I didn't say that it wasn't.
I thought you were.
Nope.
I know.
Yeah, he has.
And then
he's pretty well, and he's fine defensively. We knew he would come in as a contact hitter, gap-to-gap power guy, not really a big over-the-fence type of hitter.
No, but he just had another good at-bat where he hit what could have been a hit, and the center fielder made a nice play. He could grow on me. That's all I'm saying.
So you're keeping an open mind to Spencer
Horwitz. I'm keeping an open mind.
Me too. I'll keep an open mind.
Which you're not doing on Will Howard. You don't even have an open mind on Will Howard, and you want him to fail.
I do not want him to fail. My mind is starting to open to Will Howard, but just a little crack, because I do think that I was maybe a little bit too hard saying that I don't have an open mind because I didn't fully understand the full extent of what was being determined as an open mind. So, yeah.
What?
Basically, what I mean is when you say, do you have an open mind that
yes.
Howard can be the guy?
Sure.
Basically, I don't think that it's like at all possible. But sure, I'll keep it in the back of my mind like that there's a Brock Purdy type of situation.
How about that Reds pitcher last night who was rocking up and down on the mound? Did you see that, Limits?
I think I might have missed that. Adam Frazier gets a hit. There you go. Buccos, ducks on the pond.
Ducks on the pond for the Buccos.
Key Brian Hayes hustling to third.
How about that? A 3-run. There's nobody out, Limits. And a 3-run homer right here gets them to 4 runs immediately.
Yes, it would. So,
I think it's going to happen. Is O'Neill Cruz up now? What's the batting order today? This is going to happen today. Mark my words.
Let me pull it up for you. So Adam Frazier for the Buccos is currently in the 7th spot. So guess who's batting now, Joe? Take a guess.
Jared Tree?
No, he is not in the
order
today.
Is
he
Tree?
Even worse. Look
Jared
who's batting.
Ergie? Who?
Look who's batting. Tommy Pham. But he's 1-for-1 today. Tommy already has a hit.
That raised his average by 90 points every hit. I predict he's going to strike
190
out.
190 now.
You think he'll get to 200 today limits? You think he'll get his first homer today?
No.
He hasn't had
an RBI since the 8th grade picnic.
No.
That's my dad's favorite joke, saying something hasn't happened since the 8th grade picnic or Saini's the 8th
why
grade.
Isn't it ever the 7th grade picnic? Why did everybody choose 8th grade?
Well, because you graduate in 8th grade and you move on to high school.
Some people do. Some people don't. We didn't graduate till 9th grade.
What?
Yeah. Amherst Junior High School was grades 7 through 9. There was no 8th grade graduation.
So the middle school went till 9th grade when you were a freshman?
Yes.
Technically?
It wasn't a middle school. It was junior high school.
So was there no freshman class?
Yes, there was a freshman class. They were in 9th grade.
You just didn't call them that.
I don't know what we called ourselves. We went to elementary school through 6th grade.
Okay.
Then we all melded into Amherst Junior High.
So that was 7th, 8th, and 9th.
That's when I became afraid of girls and when my best friend Tom Cusimano abandoned me.
Interesting.
Then it was Amherst Junior High School, grades 7, 8, and 9. Then we moved to a different building, and it was 10, 11, and 12. There was no ceremony.
Was that called the senior high school?
Yes, it was. I have to go.
We have to go.
Tomorrow we have Chris Curd in studio talking flag football. What else do we have?
We have Tyler Kennedy to start off the show.
And he might have a treat for us.
It's possible. And we also have Jeff Hathorn.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.